At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I've started a war on social media.
Oh, God.
And I didn't ask for it.
Okay.
I didn't post anything controversial. I didn't say anything. There are two people having at it with each other in the comments of my video of going to Casa Bonita.
No way. No.
Yes.
Really?
And it all began.
Wait, this is the same post that people were commenting.
I want to smoke show your fiance
Yeah. That.
What a wild difference of
comment. Instagram versus TikTok.
What are they saying about your fiance first? They're just saying he's just delicious or yummy.
I didn't know you were marrying a power lifter or something
or a
like
bodybuilder.
That. Bodybuilder.
And then one said, I like your fiance. Does he have a brother? It was a man.
That's awesome.
Then another one was like, oh, is this future Mr. Erica?
That's cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Which side are we catching him on, the tattoo side or the other side?
He is on the tattoo side.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He also.
Because he's very much like, what's the dude in Batman?
Two-Face?
Yeah, he's Two-Face. If you catch him from one side, he just seems docile and like a little fun. Oh, look at him. He's a teddy bear. On the other side, you're like, don't mess with that dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's like biker and bicycle on
either side. 100%. It's, yeah. Anyway. So.
Well, there was a commenter who wrote on this post on TikTok, another California transplant crying face. And I just want to know, if you're someone who has grown up here and lived here, what do you think you're achieving from a comment like that?
That's a great question.
I don't.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. I'm looking at you two because I deal with the same thing. People hate people who didn't grow up here.
Right. And all we do is come here and give the state money and,
easy tiger.
But what I wrote back to this person was not mean. And by the way, no, I'm not the person.
Did you really don't respond to trolls?
But okay.
What are you doing?
I know. And off air, a little bit ago, you were talking about trolls, and I was like, boy, he's going to be mad today.
Oh my God.
All I said back was, I was offered my dream job, can't help where I'm from. And then someone else who I do not know, I have no idea who this person is, came into the comments and is, the original commenter said, Colorado is such a poop emoji hole now. Too many people here. Yes, my family's been here from generations. And then someone else came to my defense and is like, you expect me to believe that a California transplant here for a few weeks is what made this place bad? I mean, they're yelling at each other in comments now. But I appreciate the person who came to my defense, because what do you want? People get jobs here and they move here.
Yeah, I think Aaron is adjacent to my amount of, my family traced their roots back,
very, very
enough
far.
Generations, we settled this joint.
Yeah.
But we still, at some point, came from somewhere.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of hard to argue that this is our, those mountains, right? Don't even look, Erica. Those are our mountains.
And you know what? I'll never look again.
Don't, that's so.
Can I tell you something? So I actually have a lot of friends that are from not Colorado.
Okay.
Literally.
Transplants.
Yes.
Yes.
And I am so.
Such a hard way to say it.
Whatever. But I'm so thankful that they're here, because without them, I would have not learned everything that's here. I could have, I never went downtown before.
Because
it was there's the church. There's, that's a club, not
I was
there are lots of churches. Yeah,
I had been there once.
The church nightclub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't care. And there are so many cool places now, cool bars, restaurants. I didn't really go to the mountains as a kid. It's just they're there. That's West. That's it.
That is how we tell
so
West.
So truly, with all of these transplants, I am learning how amazing Colorado is. So thank you guys.
And you know,
work on your driving, but that's okay.
To be so angry on a Casa Bonita video.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So what, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what we can do. Because, on the one hand, other Californians have, there's just, here's the thing. if you come here from somewhere else,
yeah,
what Coloradans do, it's like, all I can think of is Texans on the ski slope. If you've ever skied and you're a Texan, like, you just ruin everything. You suck at the lift. Like, learn. Like, come here and assimilate and learn how to do things.
Right.
But then you're just like, slow the lift down so I can get on it. And it's like, no, learn how to get on the lift. Like, your job is to come here and, like, be a part of us.
And wouldn't you say that's what the Colorado list is about?
No, I think you're doing a fabulous job. I just don't.
But at the
that
other,
would be my only pushback.
On the and other I don't hand,
think anybody who thinks you're not doing that hasn't listened to the show and doesn't know who you are.
True, true, true.
So
I'm a mountain girl.
Okay.
That was a little Texas-y.
Okay, I'll work on that.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.